straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Your Voice, Your Vote. I'm Brian Clark. Pennsylvania is the largest electoral prize of the seven swing states, and both Vice President Harris and former President Trump are spending Election Eve vying for those 19 votes. Harris telling volunteers in Scranton,
"Are we ready to do this? Yeah! We're ready to get out the vote! Yeah! We're ready to win!"
And Trump just came on stage in Reading. He'll head to Pittsburgh and then close his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Security also an issue and a concern across the country. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, says
our agencies are working together with federal partners to ensure a peaceful transition of power.
She's urging people to rely on trusted sources of information. The Republican National Committee has sued Milwaukee's Election Commission, alleging it limited polling place observers. The city says it did not, and the suit's in bad faith. This is ABC News. Israel says it's ending its agreement with the United Nations Relief and Work Agency in Gaza. UNRWA is the main organization aiding Palestinians in the region, but Israel says it's been infiltrated by Hamas, an allegation that UNRWA denies. ABC's Britt Clenett is in Tel Aviv.
We heard from UNRWA saying that Israel's ban on its operations would lead to the collapse of the humanitarian crisis, which is already in a dire condition in the Gaza Strip. UNRWA saying that it is the backbone of operations in Gaza. Other agencies calling the alarm, too.
An Iran or Palestinian medics say Israeli airstrikes killed at least 31 people this weekend in Gaza. An Iranian woman's being held in a state-run psychiatric facility after she was arrested over the weekend. She was at a university in Tehran, reportedly violently stopped for not wearing a headscarf and then taken into custody after stripping down to her underwear in protest. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
JCPenney has more gifts, bigger savings for every holiday wish list. Celebrate the season that never stops giving. From denim to diamonds, PJs to perfume, and mixers to massagers, we're giving you more options than ever at a value that helps you give a little extra. Looking for more bright ideas? We've got the big brands everyone wants. From Levi's to Legos, there's more to love for them and you. All the deals, all the feels, all the gifts to go around. JCPenney, make it count.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newpert. Tomorrow is Election Day and polls open up at 7 a.m. This election could determine short and long-term control of the Wisconsin legislature. UW La Crosse Associate Political Science Professor Anthony Trigoski says if Republicans maintain control in the Assembly, it could mean problems for Democrats in 2026.
I feel like that could be pretty demoralizing for Democrats. Republicans, if they keep the majority, there's a big difference between having a solid majority and a slim majority. Every seat matters when we're talking about an evenly divided assembly, and it looks like that's where we're going.
Even with new district maps, Republicans are certain to maintain a majority in the state Senate, where they currently hold a 22-10 edge over Democrats. You may not see quite so many people at the polls tomorrow for Election Day because over 800,000 people have voted absentee. If you've yet to return your ballot, you should not be doing that through the mail. This is Elections Administrator Megan Wolf.
All ballots must be received at the polling place by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th. So if you're planning on returning your ballot, make sure you leave plenty of time to be sure that it's returned and counted by 8 p.m. on Election Day.
Wolf also reminds people not to electioneer at polling places. She says anyone making partisan displays or wearing campaign garb may be asked to leave.
But really, the goal is to not cause a disturbance, right? And so sometimes the election inspectors, within their statutory discretion, will say, you know, let's just get this person in, let's have them vote, and let's get them out so that it doesn't cause a scene.
And expect to see federal observers at four Wisconsin cities on Tuesday. That includes the cities of Milwaukee and Wausau and the Rusk County towns of Lawrence and Thornapple. The mayor of Wausau unilaterally moved the city's ballot drop box after discovering it was not properly bolted to the ground. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and dreary today. Scattered showers continuing and a south wind as high temperatures reach the low 60s. And the rain continues through tonight, too, as lows fall to the mid-40s. Get ready to get drenched tomorrow, where we could see around another inch of rainfall. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 61.
Well, hello and welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. Great to have you along with us once again for a conversation about issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Got a great show lined up for you today, powered by Cenex. Bargain Tractor hydraulic fluids aren't worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. Choose the right fluid, greases, diesel that is right for your operation. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to cenex.com for more information. Of course, I get myself a little tongue-tied as we start off the program. It happens to the best of us. Coming up here on the show today, we're going to talk weather in segment two with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. Get a rundown of how things are looking. Got some rain working through parts of the country here early in the week as we kick off the month of November. In segment three, we're going to have a conversation with Jason Robinson. He's the Business Development Director of Food for ARI, and we're going to look at a new AI tool that they have available that could help farmers and give a boost to them. ARI is the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute. So we're going to talk with Jason coming up here in segment three of the show. And then in segment four, we'll look at news headlines. We got some results from the latest October Rural Main Street Index. We're going to run through those. Also, the U.S. Meat Export Federation has their strategic planning conference coming up here this week in Tucson, Arizona. We're going to talk about all those things and more coming up at the end of the show today. Let's kick things off. Joining us now for markets, bar chart senior market analyst Darren Newsom is with us here today on AOA. Darren, welcome into the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Jesse. Appreciate you having me on again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good to have you with us here as we take a look at these markets, getting a little bit of green on the screen Monday with soybeans, the leader here. I noticed you pointed out to me as well, some more export sales on the Daily Wire Monday morning. Of course, we're on the doorstep of the presidential election, too, and there's been a lot of talk in the trade that that could be a part of the reason spurring on some buying. And talk about what you're seeing in this grain trade as we kick off a Very important week, Darren.
Yeah, it's going to be something. I mean, as you mentioned, we've got the U.S. presidential election on Tuesday. We've got the two-day FOMC meeting concluding with the next interest rate announcement on Thursday. And then, we have the USDA silliness on Friday. But overnight, what was interesting, what grabbed my attention is first when I looked at the bar chart futures market heat map, every market sector was not red. And I say that because metals were unchanged. They were kind of a bluish area, a bluish color on that map. But everything else was green, and grains were showing solid gains. And a lot of times this is what we see on Mondays as we come out of a weekend. We do see some commercial buying, and we certainly did. The spreads were indicating, even though we have lower trade volume, we were interested, we could see that December corn was gaining on the March. We could see January gaining, soybeans gaining on March, and so on. So it looked like there was some commercial activity to start the week. Again, is it based on the uncertainty of the U.S. election? Most likely. Is there also an aspect to these grains, these cash grains, being in the low end of their price distribution ranges, historic ranges? Yeah, that plays a role as well. So we saw that in the spreads, and we got the announcements. Nothing huge, but we got the announcements on some corn and soybean sales to unknown. I think it was unknown and to China over the weekend, first thing Monday morning. So, things kind of played out the way they were looking. But it's this rest of the week that really is filled with uncertainty and unknowns.
You mentioned the Fed meeting, and that's going to be a big key this week as well. And I'm curious your thoughts. We got a jobs report last week, for instance, that said we created a net 12,000 jobs in October. Yeah. I just wonder, you get data like that, does that potentially influence whatever the Fed's going to do in terms of interest rates, Darren?
Not at all. The jobs data is the comic relief of the investment world. It's hard to ever take these numbers seriously, particularly when you've got, quote unquote, experts making pre-release guesses that can be hundreds of thousands of jobs off. And then, with these numbers, then you get revisions from previous months. It can be tens of thousands, different. So the Fed has already made its decision. The FOMC has already made its decision. They're going to go ahead and have their meeting. They're going to hash things out. They're going to say things publicly or in the meeting so that they go down in the official notes and so on. And then we'll get the announcement. Now, if we look at the market, if we look at the Fed funds futures forward curve, always fun to say. But if we look at that, we can see that the market is still expecting at least a 25 basis point cut. I got to make sure I say that right. Cut at the end of this week's meeting. So the market's anticipating a rate cut. We see the dollar down 50 to 60 points here early Monday morning. So everything's kind of telling us, the market is pricing the FOMC meeting and has been pricing the FOMC meeting in. And then we'll go on from there. So, then the chips will, the rest of the chips will have to fall where they do.
Darren, I should ask as well on the grain side to go back there, commitment of traders to report on Friday. Any big moves from funds?
Yeah, the big thing, the first thing that jumped out at me was that we saw a 65,460 contract increase in the corn net long. And this put the corn net long at its largest since, I think, late June 2023. So we had funds continuing to buy corn last week, which is interesting to me. On the flip side of that, those same traders, the funds were also liquid. They were also adding to their net short position in soybeans. So more corn, as far as a larger corn net long, larger soybean net short. It'll be interesting how long that situation can continue.
Very true. Very true. And with all of the different things happening this week, and I have to think that could lead to some added volatility in these markets. So sure. I would say that to kind of close out the segment here, Darren, it just brings back to my mind, good fundamental general risk management is key when there's a lot of noise surrounding the markets, right?
Absolutely. There absolutely is. Have your plan in place, because it always comes back to, what the great theologian, theorist Mike Tyson said, philosopher, I should say. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. And I think there's going to be a lot of getting punched in the face this week because of all the unknowns, because of all of the chaos that could happen.
I love that. That is, I'm going to have to use that analogy from now on, Darren. That is a good one, no doubt. Hey, real quick, too. We just got about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Crude oil up about 2% Monday. Any notes there?
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing is there was no increased chaos over the weekend. And plus, we had OPEC Plus, again, no surprise, saying it's not going to increase its output anytime soon. Certainly isn't going to make an announcement that it would before the U.S. presidential election. That was outlandish to think that it might.
All right. We always appreciate the insight and perspective on the markets. Bar Chart Senior Market Analyst Darren Newsom. Darren, always good to chat with you, sir. Thanks for being with us here today on the show. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Darren Newsom there with Bar Chart joining us here today on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. Power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Protect your operation with premium diesel from Cenex. Go to Cenex.com or your nearest store for more information. All right, up next, we'll take a look at weather. We got some rain in parts of the U.S. here ongoing. DTN meteorologist John Baranek joins us next on AOA. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And we continue with AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. When your equipment runs efficiently, your business runs efficiently. Cenex Store's premium lubricants help keep your equipment in check. Visit your nearest store or go to Cenex.com for more information. All right, now let's switch over and take a look at weather. How are things shaping up here this week? Well, Got some areas of rain activity that have been moving through parts of the Midwest and more here over the last couple of days and continuing as we start the week. Let's talk about it. DTN meteorologist John Baranek is with us here today on the show. John, thanks for being with us. Hope you had a good weekend. Well, and that's my fault, John. I should unmute you first there. How about I unmute you and then I say welcome into the show, John?
Oh, that's all right, Jesse. No big deal. I wasn't saying anything important anyway, but I'm glad to be on the show with you. Hopefully everything went well for a lot of folks over the weekend. We did see a bunch of rain from North Texas all the way up into Wisconsin and Michigan. That rounds and rounds of rain just pounded Oklahoma, too. I mean, there were some areas down there that saw over 8 inches of rain. That kind of extended into some parts of southeast Kansas, southern Missouri, northwest Arkansas, and right across the Red River into North Texas, too. So we saw a lot of heavy rain down there. They've got all kinds of flooding issues now after, you know, a couple of months there without any rain. All of a sudden, last week and this week, they're getting plenty of it.
Well, and thinking about this rain that's moving in, John, something that I'm sure you've been tracking and I've been trying to keep an eye on myself, although I'm not as skilled as a meteorologist, but watching the flow, it feels like we've kind of seen a pattern shift here. And we're getting more of a southwesterly flow. Am I describing that right, John?
Well, sure. You can describe it that way. What we've really done in the upper levels is really kind of put in this almost stagnant pattern, and it's going to be a pattern we see the rest of the month too, where you get this ridge off in the east, keeps them drier and brings up some warmer air, also fetches off the Gulf of Mexico, so we get some of that moisture from that too. And then in the west, we've been developing troughs, just keep diving into the region. That's where our storm systems originate from, and then they kind of flow right in between the two, and it's going right through the middle of the country. And that's going to be it has been a consistent feature here for the last 2 weeks, and that looks like it's going to be a fairly consistent pattern here for the rest of November too. So we've switched and kind of, it's hard to say locked in because these troughs are always moving. The ridge isn't, but the troughs seem to be always moving, so they're going to have a little bit different flavor to them every time they come through. But it's producing some really good moisture across the middle of the country. Not everywhere, and not everywhere all at the same time. We still haven't gotten one of these just giant fall systems that we've been expecting. But it doesn't seem to matter. If we keep getting round and round after showers and thunderstorms moving through, I mean, that kind of adds up to what we would normally see with a giant fall storm. So overall, good for building soil moisture, reducing drought. Might be hard to eliminate some of that. Some of it, it's really deep. I mean, there's some areas around the country, Jesse, that are, you know, 10 plus inches below normal over the last couple of months. So getting, getting 4 to 6 inches of rain is great. And it's going to definitely reduce rain in some areas, but completely eliminating the drought and that's going to be tough to do. We're at least in the type of pattern that will allow for a lot of that to occur, though. And, you know, where we've seen that 4 to 6 or even some of those streaks of 8 plus inches of rain down there around Oklahoma, it's definitely going to go a long way into doing that. So we've got some really good opportunity here throughout the month of November to do that.
Well, especially those plain states, I know it's going to help with winter wheat and helping some of that establishment there. So that'll be good. Looking at this pattern, are there any areas, you mentioned the east, but are there any other areas that maybe won't see as much here? Could we see some different features out of this system? I mean, as you look not only across the middle of the country, John, but the northern plains out west, et cetera, I mean, what are some of the other features we're seeing with this setup right now?
Yeah, the setup is really favoring systems moving into the Pacific Northwest, moving down into the Four Corners area, and then arcing back up to the Great Lakes. So you can imagine that kind of arc producing the really good precipitation here. That's obviously just generalized, but it does kind of leave out the Northern Plains a bit. I mean, we've gotten some rain over the weekend in the Dakotas, especially eastern North Dakota. That was good to see, as long as they're not still trying to pull out their crop out of the field. Like Montana, the western Dakotas, Wyoming, not in a great spot for getting moisture. Doesn't mean it won't happen. We will see a system here over the next couple of days, kind of bring in a little bit, not a ton, but a little bit of rain and some snow. And that's the other thing that'll be a little bit interesting about some of these systems. You know, we're getting cold enough in the season now where we could be in the setup for some decent snow. The system that I mentioned going through the Northern Plains over the next couple of days kind of parks itself in the Four Corners area. And there's enough cold air around, and that will be kind of filtering down the plains to potentially build in some really heavy snow there around Colorado. It's that system just sticks around for 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and doesn't really move a whole lot and just keeps continuing to bring in moisture from the Gulf. But it's got cold air locked in place. So, it's hard to trust models for a 5 day forecast, but there's a lot of it that would suggest over 12 inches of snow there for the majority of eastern Colorado. And then maybe even some parts of western Nebraska, Kansas, the panhandles get in on some of that snow as well. So we could be seeing some heavy snow, and that keeps temperatures down quite a bit. Otherwise, we stay in a relatively warm pattern. We don't have a lot of access to cold air right now, but it's just cold enough in some spots to turn it over to snow. So that's starting to become more of an issue here as we get deeper through the fall and heads towards December.
John Baranek, DTN meteorologist, is with us here today on AOA. Let's go to South America, John. Brazil, Argentina. It sounds like the latest report we got out of Brazil is that farmers there have pretty much caught up to the normal pace for their soybean planting as the wet season showers continue.
Yeah, I'm impressed is an understatement with how things have gone down there in central Brazil. I mean, their wet season showers started 2 weeks late. They were even a week late off of that, getting into the fields a bit. And over the last 2 weeks, they've gone from 25% planted to 80% planted in central Brazil. So, I mean, they really pushed hard. They had great weather to do so. The showers that have been around have been consistent, but, they're scattered. So they come and then they go, and then they get, a day or two to really get out in the field, and then it starts raining on it and it's perfect for them. So impressive is an understatement for what's gone on in central Brazil. So they're back up to their normal pace in soybean planting. The weather's been great kind of elsewhere as well. It got a little dry last week across Argentina specifically, but they got some more rain down there over the weekend. They got another system moving through here early this week that gets into southern Brazil as well. And then another one for next over the weekend that should kind of be similar. Even in between these, we might have some showers. So, if you look at South America as a whole, I mean, everything is going well for them right now. That's not going to last forever, obviously, but they're in a pretty decent spot right now where everything is going well. And there's no reason to believe that, for the vast majority of Argentina and Brazil, that the corn and soybean crops aren't off to a good start. So, there's always something lurking in the background. And that for us is La Nina. We'll see if that has any impacts here later in November. There could be a dry spell that starts happening over central Brazil. Probably isn't a big deal, honestly, if they take a week or two off from the heavy wet season rains they've been getting. But what La Nina tends to do is really dry out Argentina and southern Brazil. And while they're in a good spot right now, there's some signs here that, earlier forecasts of continued wet weather might not be all that accurate. And we could get some drier conditions starting to move in here this month. Well, watch on that. The main impacts are usually from December through February. So I've got a ways to go yet, but that's really what's lurking in the background for them, and we'll see if that has an impact for them further down the line.
John, 30 seconds. Any notes on Black Sea region? Things still dry over there and in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting pretty late for them, too. I mean, if you look at some of the wheat-growing areas there, I mean, that's like trying to grow wheat in the Canadian prairies at this time. So, they're starting to shut down in a lot of areas, and, yeah, they're still bone dry in a lot of especially the Black Sea areas in Eastern Europe. They're getting a couple of systems move through, but it's with isolated showers. They're really going to have to wait until spring to really see, how things are looking. And maybe they get some good rainfall over the winter, but it's hard to say they will.
All right. Folks can stay up to date with the latest weather, dtnpf.com. PTN meteorologist John Baranek. Always good to talk with you, my friend. Thanks for being with us today on the show.
Yeah, appreciate having me on, Jesse. Have a good week.
Thank you. You as well. John Baranek there with DTN joining us on AOA. Powered by Cenex. Protect your operation. Visit Cenex.com for more information. Up next, we'll talk with Jason Robinson from the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute here on AOA.
I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Wunikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk down 31 to 1937, January down 19 to 1950, February down 25 to 1945, March down 15 at 1951. Live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all lower on the day today as traders remain cautious ahead of the election day tomorrow. Box beef prices were higher. Pork cutout values were also higher, but not enough to move the markets higher again. On that cautious attitude by traders, December live cattle down 85 cents to 185.07. November feeder cattle down 52 cents to 246.35. December hogs down 85 cents to 83.22. Chicago Board of Trade, corn relatively flat, a lot of positioning ahead of the election tomorrow. The export wire saw life again, though. Mexico securing another 150,000 metric tons of corn. Soybeans mostly higher as another 132,000 metric tons of beans were sold to unknown destinations. Wheat markets mostly lower on the day. Beneficial rains in the plains, which would help the winter wheat crop, pressured most U.S. wheat prices. New crop 25 corn down a quarter to 440 and three quarters. New crop 25 beans up three to 1035 and a quarter. December wheat up three quarters to 568 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat up five and a quarter on the December contract to 605.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, powered by Cenex. Protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected with high-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel. Go to your nearest store or visit Cenex.com for more information. Well, right now on the program, the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute, AURI, has a new and unique tool that can give a boost to farmers and ag producers who want to maybe start a food business venture. They've launched a virtual assistant to help connect ag producers and to new value-added revenue streams and more. So we want to learn about this tool. It's very interesting. Joining us now for a conversation, he is Business Development Director of Food for AURI. Jason Robinson is with us here today on the show. Jason, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're doing well.
Glad to be here, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
For folks who aren't familiar with AURI, the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute, can you give us just a little background on the institute to start, Jason?
Happy to do so. Like you already mentioned, AURI is an acronym for the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute. We are a nonprofit organization that was founded by the Minnesota State Legislature in 1989 to actually help farmers recover from the revenue crisis that they experienced in the 80s. But it's important to note that the work AURI does is not focused on the production side of agriculture, but rather on the value-added side. So in other words, you can essentially think of us as a technical consultancy that provides support to bring value-added ag ideas to reality. Type of support being applied sciences, commercialization support, network connections and referrals, and we operate with a mission of accelerating the expansion of the agricultural economy by empowering commercialization and development of value-added ag ideas.
All right. I appreciate the background there. I think that helps us set up our conversation today. You guys do a lot of great work as a nonprofit, as you mentioned. I want to talk about this new virtual assistant. And I know this is a new tool. It's free. It's funded by USDA Rural Development. Give us a little bit of a rundown of the new virtual assistant.
Yeah, happy to do so, Jesse. This is a pretty cool project that I've been working on stealthily, if you will, for the past 11 months or so. So think of AURI's virtual assistant, or AVA, as we like to call it. We're not quite going as far as calling it a her, but an it at this point. AVA is is essentially an artificial intelligence chatbot that's available 24/7. Open access to anyone with an internet connection. And the intent of the tool is really to help provide access to food science, safety, and business questions for anyone who's interested in running a business, be it an ag producer who's interested in expanding their revenue streams to start a value-added food business, or an entrepreneur, or innovator, or founder who has questions. Or, as I like to say, the food business curious. What's interesting about this tool relative to some of the other AI chatbots that you can see out in the world of the internet, like ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot, is that this tool is specifically designed to provide support around food businesses. So what I mean by that is that you have an artificial intelligence interface similar to what you'd see on ChatGPT. But the real difference is that AVA, her knowledge library, I should say, I just referred to AVA as her, it's in it. its knowledge library is really a curated by subject matter experts with over 70 years of experience in the food industry. So what's different about that is that it doesn't use the whole of the internet to produce an answer. So there's a level of trustworthiness with the answers that you get from AVA relative to what you might get if you ask the same question to ChatGPT. Whereas, you know, with a ChatGPT tool, because it's using the whole of the internet, you might blend in somebody's blog post talking about their food philosophy, as opposed to accurate and factual and scientifically accurate information that that's been curated by our experts in the knowledge library that Ava can access.
And that's such a key point, and I'm glad you talked about that, because I would think about this if I went to, you know, pull up ChatGPT right now and said, I want to learn about, you know, hamburger production or whatever the case may be, I could get any random piece of information probably from someone who does not have the knowledge and the skills and the background that your experts that have been sourced do in those areas. And I think just, you know, with the rise of AI and some of the misinformation that could be out there, that is so crucial. And that is what I found very interesting about Ava.
Yeah, we like to say, Jesse, that Ava is AI generated answers, but powered by human expertise, which is really that critical component. The other difference that I would highlight is that many of these other tools learn from the questions that are asked. So you have to be, as a food business owner or an ag producer looking to get into food, if you're doing something novel or different or innovative, if you ask you know, ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot something specific about your idea, you know, let's say, for instance, you want to make a barbecue sauce, but you want to add whiskey to it, which is kind of unique and different. Well, you may be surprised to find out that your question can show up as an answer to somebody's future question. So you have to be careful about the level of confidentiality, if you will. What's different about Ava is that Ava doesn't actually learn from previous questions asked. So you can ask it questions with the context around your business without fear of that becoming a part of Ava's knowledge library. So instead, Ava learns by the user providing feedback directly to a URI upon their use of the tool. So we take our cue from the users in terms of the quality of response that Ava provides. And frankly, if you don't get the answer you're looking for, you think you need more information, that's your cue to provide feedback using simple thumbs up and thumbs down tools on Ava to tell us and let us know, hey, I need more information about, going back to that barbecue sauce with whiskey in an example, I need more information about the maximum allowable content of alcohol in a food product before it's deemed an alcoholic product, which are regulated differently. So that kind of information is crucial to making sure that Ava provides the right level of detail, but also maintains that level of human-powered expertise in order to generate the most scientifically accurate and factual answers that you can get.
Extremely interesting stuff, Jason. Now, and as I mentioned this earlier, Ava's free. It's a free tool to use. Where could folks go to learn more, get started using Ava, get more information, et cetera, et cetera? Tell us those details.
Oh, happy to do so. And I'm so glad you asked. Sometimes I forget. I get so excited talking about the tool itself. Ava can be found on our website at A-U-R-I. Let me repronounce that, A-U-R-I.org. And more specifically, we can reach it at A-U-R-I.org/AVA or Ava. And so it's easily available by just clicking on that link.
A lot of great potential here with Ava as a virtual assistant and really, really cool project you guys are doing. And just as a kind of a wrap up here, Jason, anything else you'd want to mention about Ava or just any of the work that you guys are doing right now and continue to do at the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute? What would you want to leave folks with today?
Well, I think it's interesting to know that AURI as an organization has been around for 35 plus years. The Minnesota State Legislature continues to provide funding as an organization, but we're constantly looking for the what's next in the future, because we see consistent demand for our services, and that demand is only growing. Hence the reason why we were looking forward for the future of what AVA can provide. So we like to think of ourselves as a forward-looking organization that can truly provide unique benefits and in a way that you can access that's differential from other, what I'd call maybe value-added organizations. And that's really where AVA came from, was seeing the demand from our services increasing as a result of the rise of what we call the cottage food industry. So I would just leave you with this. Use AVA as much as you can, because it's a great tool and we're really excited to have it out there. The more use it gets, the better information that it provides. And we intend to keep AVA going in perpetuity into the future.
Well, again, folks can learn more, auri.org. That's auri.org for more with that. He is Business Development Director of Food for AURI, Jason Robinson. Jason, thanks for joining us here today on AOA. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for the time, Jesse. Great to be here.
And once again, AOA today is powered by Cenex. Get the most out of your equipment. Invest in premium diesel and premium greases and lubricants from Cenex to keep your equipment on the go. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to cenex.com for more information. Up next, we'll take a look at Ag News headlines. We'll look at the latest Rural Main Street Index. Also, sugar beet harvest going well in multiple states. Those stories and more on the way next here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
A dog?
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
And fuel the world. To integrate a global ag and energy supply chain. To advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
The United Soybean Board, your soy checkoff, is on a mission to deliver sustainable soy solutions to every life, every day, from food products to renewable fuels, tires, and beyond. For the next several weeks, tune into AOA on Thursday mornings for the Sustainable Soy Update series. We'll visit with farmers and industry experts to discuss soy checkoff investments focused on the sustainable production of U.S. soy and how this builds markets and profit opportunities for farmers. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together, we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back. AOA rolls on today, powered by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Keep your operation moving. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Well, let's take a look at Ag News headlines. And the October Rural Main Street Index didn't contain a lot of good news for the farm economy. Dr. Erdik Goss of Creighton University conducts the survey and talks about the results.
Well, our survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of 10 states in the midsection of the country, the overall index, which ranges between 0 and 100, has been below growth neutral now for 14 straight months. Has a lot to do with on the grain side, very weak. On the livestock side, not so weak. So it's a tale of two areas of agricultural economy. In terms of grain, we're talking about in a recession. Most farmers out there, whether it's corn, soybean, or wheat, prices are below the break-even point.
Now, lower grain prices are helping the livestock market stay steady for now.
Well, it's certainly helpful. Livestock, I won't say it's robust, but it's better. It's somewhat better. And of course, the domestic market's holding up pretty good, although the consumer's stretched out there right now. And we'll have to wait and see how that plays out in the coming months. But right now, the consumers on the lower end are very heavy in debt, and they'll have to be cutting back on some of those beef purchases and moving down to chicken or some other less expensive meat product.
He says interest rates are still a challenge for the ag economy.
The interest rates are still too high on the long end, especially. Now, the Fed did reduce interest rates about the third week of September, and that brought down short-term rates, and that would be, of course, for the farmer, that would not include mortgages and farmland purchases. But on the short end, for operating loans, those are lower by 50 basis points or 0.25%, but they're still running between over 8% in terms of operating loans. But when the Fed cut interest rates on the short end, the long end, the long-term interest rates, for example, the 10-year treasury moved up, and farmland interest rates on the purchase of farmland moved up.
And the other indicators that the index monitors are down as well.
Farm equipment sales declined for the 15th straight month. Of course, that may improve with lower interest rates, but we have to wait and see. That hasn't turned up yet. And the numbers we're getting from most of our indicators are down to a four-year low. Farm land prices, not as tough there. We're seeing for the fifth time in the past 6 months, farm land prices sank, but even there, not as much as farm income. Farm land prices are holding up reasonably well. And of course, exports doing fairly well there on export of agricultural products.
And once again, that's Dr. Erdik Goss of Creighton University. Well, the U.S. Meat Export Federation is gathering in Tucson, Arizona this week for their strategic planning conference as Minnesota pork producer Randy Spronk looks back at his year as chair of USMEF. A highlight has been the investment in market diversification made possible through the USDA Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, otherwise known as RAP.
Anytime that we get funding to be able to come alongside our producer funds from our checkoff is important to us here. So we've got some opportunities here, I think, to there again, create more diversification in some of these new markets here. I did have the opportunity to travel to Indonesia. You know, Indonesia, we don't have a free trade agreement with, but on the other hand, the tariffs are mild when we go there. And so you start talking about 280 million people, we'd have the ability to use RAP funding for beef, pork, and lamb to create new opportunities and diversify our markets.
A focus of the USMEF gathering will be on the personal relationships that drive global trade.
We're going to have Bob Ruth from National Pork Board, and we're going to have Ross Havens from Cattlemen Beef Board, you know, on a panel with me, and it's really talking about how do we tell the story of those producers with them. And so it'll be great to hear Bob and Ross and their commentary on, you know, traveling international with USMEF and the take-homes that they have that they can actually then convey to producers on why it's important to support USMEF. And obviously, Don Pemberton. Don and I were in Korea and Japan a year ago on our Heartland tour, and it was really interesting to see Don cooking steak in Korea with bloggers. And they were just grouped tight around him here. And so it's there again. It's a producer from Kentucky telling his story of how he raises beef and then actually then taking that product to Korea and cooking it.
Guest speakers also include a leading expert on U.S.-Mexico trade relations.
Mateo Diego, talking about Mexico, very important market for us. You know, they've got a new administration here. And, you know, how our two countries are going to, you know, work together here, not only from a labor and a trade standpoint, but actually from, you know, exports of beef, pork, and lamb.
And once again, for more information about the U.S. Meat Export Federation and the Strategic Planning Conference this week, just go to their website, usmef.org. Now, sugar beet growers are seeing good harvest results in the Central Plain states. Jack Breenbach, president of the Colorado Sugar Beet Growers Association, says they're keeping some different hours than a typical harvest.
Conditions have been real good, a little bit on the warm side. We've had some harvest delays because of the heat. We need to have the beet temp below 50 degrees. So we've been starting like at 4 a.m, a lot of mornings, and going only till noon because the beet temp has to be below 50 degrees.
He says yields in Colorado and Nebraska look good.
Nebraska is estimated to have a 31 ton per acre crop with an 18.9 sugar, which is an excellent crop. And Colorado estimated yield is 32.5 tons per acre with an 18.3 sugar content, which is an excellent crop.
And other states appear to be having a good harvest as well.
On our western sugar co-op, on our north growing areas in Billings, Montana, they've got a good crop going up there with about a 32-ton crop with an 18.7 sugar. And our other growing area up in northeast Wyoming, not too far from Billings, and they've got a good crop going, 29.5 ton with a 19.2 sugar, which is a real good crop too.
Once again, that's Jack Breedenbach of the Colorado Sugar Beet Growers Association. One final thing I want to leave you with here today. It's hard to believe that Election Day is already here. Now, I'm someone who tries to stay neutral when it comes to politics. I'm not a political pundit. I'm not a talk show host who thrives off controversy and commentary. I have my opinions, but I try to remain as a neutral journalist. And if you've listened to this show long enough, I think you figured that out. But there is one thing that I'm very passionate about when it comes to this election. Please make sure to get out and make your voice heard. Make sure to get out and vote for whatever candidates you prefer. That is your choice. That is your freedom to do so. But I ask that you please get out and vote. If you've already voted, much like I have, fantastic. If you have not, I hope you do so on Election Day. With that, we're out of time here on AOA. Thank you for listening. As always, the program powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Visit Cenex.com for more. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan,
my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
When you're in the military, you reach a point in your career where you've traveled enough, and that was our situation, and we were ready to retire from the military, and we found a house here that we felt would be a great environment.
As the presidential campaign comes to a close, Kamala Harris is attacking environmental activist and presidential candidate Jill Stein. What's the truth? Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the environment. Harris was opposed to fracking. Now she supports it. She supported the Green New Deal. Now she won't act on it. And what exactly has Kamala Harris done to stop PFAS, toxic forever chemicals?